A nationwide initiative is taking place this month to gather and share inspirational stories of American immigrants. As part of Immigrant Heritage Month, the stories of two immigrants in Holyoke, Massachusetts, were recently recognized. Vitek Kruta, who was born in the former Czechoslovakia, traveled the world for 30 years before finding a home in Holyoke and establishing a fine art and antiques restoration business. Laura Restrepo spoke no English when she immigrated to Holyoke from Colombia at age 13. Last month, she graduated with high honors from Holyoke Community College and will continue her studies at Mount Holyoke College. The two were honored at an Immigrant Heritage Month celebration at the Wisteria Hearst Museum, attended by about 50 school children. Kruta said the recognition is humbling.
There are, of course, many, many, many other immigrants that they do fantastic things, and, people don't even know. So, yes, it is humbling.
Kruta came to Holyoke 9 years ago. He owns Gateway City Arts in the city's growing Arts and Innovation District. He's been involved in restoring some of the city's historic landmarks, such as the Victory Theater. Paintings by some of his students hang in the room in the museum where the immigrant recognition ceremony took place.
I found home here. I'm very happy here. I come from Prague, from the city of Prague. And there are parts of the city they also have been created during the Industrial Revolution. And they look exactly like Holyoke. So I keep telling people I lived in Paris and I lived in Germany in several cities and I lived in many, many other places, but after 30 years of traveling throughout the world, for the first time I feel like at home in Holyoke.
Restrepo said she was honored to be recognized for her inspirational story.
I think immigrants have made Holyoke. They make it grow and they maintain the community.
She is the third generation of her family to immigrate to Holyoke. Her grandparents came to the city about 30 years ago.
It's very welcoming. It's a very welcoming place.
State Representative Aaron Vega, whose father immigrated to Holyoke from Ecuador, noted that the local salute to immigrants is helpful in countering some of the national political rhetoric that often puts immigrants in a bad light.
And I think it's unfortunate, just like any situation, you have a few people that are creating a bad situation and overshadowing so many of the positive impacts and the positive contributions that immigrants have made to this country and to this history and to Holyoke.
In Springfield, Mayor Dominic Sarno, the son of Italian immigrants, issued a proclamation for Immigrant Heritage Month and praised the family values and traditions instilled in him by his parents. This is the third year of the national initiative to gather and share inspirational stories of immigrants. It is spearheaded by the nonprofit Welcome US. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.